as the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more to talk about. Let me start with redistricting now. And I'm going to tell you some scare tactics, and then I'm going to tell you the reality. The scare tactics, the idea is that with all the gerrymandering going on, with the census essentially showing that California, New York, and Illinois are each going to lose a seat, Texas and Florida get a number of seats, they're going to redistrict them and gerrymander them into safe Republican seats. And so we are dead in the 2022 election, and there's nothing we can do, and they will take over the House. Well, wrong. It is true that gerrymandering is wrong. It is true that gerrymandering is evil. It is also true that under H.R. 1 and S.B. 1, the Voting Rights Acts, all we have to do is pass it with a simple majority, and suspend the filibuster for that one vote. Folks in the Senate who go, oh, I don't want to suspend the filibuster. I'm tired of their whining, Manchin and Sinema. All they got to do is suspend it for one vote. That would get rid of gerrymandering. It would be a federal imperative that you can't gerrymander in federal elections, which effectively means any election, because once there are fair maps for congressional seats, the truth is that everybody plays off of those in their assembly and state Senate seats. So that's number one. Number two, it would provide for absentee voting for reasonable periods of time. It would provide for control of the polls so that the red states couldn't make it a criminal offense to give somebody water standing in line, or criminal offense for a poll worker to, quote, obstruct, end quote, the, quote, line of sight, end quote, of a partisan poll worker from the Republican Party who's harassing voters. You think I'm kidding? That is Texas and Georgia, respectively, okay? In any event, Sinema and Manchin are refusing to do that. That would get rid of it. But let's say they continue to refuse. Let's say we're going to go into this with gerrymandering. There are some bright spots, but there are some cautionary tales. One of the bright spots is we in the Democratic Party have control of a number of states ourselves. We have control of a number of states. Let's take New York and Illinois. In New York and Illinois, we have complete control over the legislature and the governor. And it looks as if both of those states are about to gerrymander from a Democratic perspective. They will add Democratic seats. Now, there are not as many states controlled by Democrats as by Republicans, but the ones that are controlled by Republicans, let's start with Texas. I was initially under the impression, oh, well, Texas, I have all these new seats, they'll gerrymander them Republican, blah, 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 blah. It turns out with the demographic change in Texas statewide, it is increasingly turning bluer. It's not a blue state. It's a red state. But there aren't tons of discretionary extra Republican votes around to sprinkle in and firm up seats. What the Republicans are doing, for instance, in Texas, is trying to shore up vulnerable Republican incumbents to make sure they don't get bumped off. Now, if you have a seat that's 55-45 Republican-Democrat, it's virtually impossible to win for a Democrat, you know, absent, you know, like a Great Depression of 1932 or something of that nature. But if you have a 52-48 seat, and you get an exceptionally talented Democratic candidate, and an exceptionally obtuse and crooked Republican candidate, that seat can swing. So they are desperately down in Texas anyway, even with the new seats available, thinking, what are we going to do with this? the demographics now, you know, Trump only won by single digits down there. And listen, even with all the voter repression, even with the gerrymandering, how do we do the numbers to make sure there are comfortable margins in a lot of seats? They can make sure there are some margins, but will they be comfortable margins? So they are maneuvering down there to shore up vulnerable incumbents. Now, everybody may go, oh, God, Matt, that's great news and everything. Well, no, it's not great news all by itself. It's not great news. Why do I say it's not great news? Because let's take a look at Wisconsin. Let's take a look at Wisconsin. Governor Evers' Fair Maps Commission came out with three maps, three drafts. And these are ones that would be fair maps, according to that commission. And Governor Evers has permitted them to release it. Okay. In the assembly right now, the Republicans have 63 seats out of 99. It's an abomination. It's wrong. But even under the three fair maps, and they use slightly different models, in one of them, the Republicans still have 55 seats, in the other 56 seats, and the other 58 seats. And remember something, there are 99 seats. So whoever has 50 seats is in the majority. Republicans, even under fair maps, would still have majorities of either 5, 6, or 8 seats. In the state Senate, under these maps, that came out of the Fair Map Commission issued by Tony Evers, right now the Republicans have 21 seats out of 33 state Senate seats. 21. An abomination. Redistricting, yes. But under one of the fair maps, they would still have 17 seats, which is a majority. There are 33 state Senate seats. They'd be ahead 17, 16. The other one, they have 19 seats, and the other, they have 20 seats. And right now, they have 21 seats. So we're sitting back all fat and sassy and happy and thinking, oh, great. Once we have, quote, fair maps, end quote, we're golden. Well, no, that's not we're golden. Now, why is this happening? This is happening because a lot of Democratic votes are clustered in urban areas like Milwaukee, like Madison, like Green Bay. And even though you can do fair maps, very, very hard to disperse those votes scientifically. On the other hand, there is also the fact that the state, this goes in waves. The state has trended more Republican statewide. If you take a look at the presidential elections, Biden won by 20,000 votes against a crook, against Trump, against a Russian agent, only 20,000 votes. We lost two state Senate seats. Yes, they're gerrymandered seats in Hudson and Door County. I get all that. But the truth of the matter is you have to be blind not to see that around a lot of rural Wisconsin, it's really going Republican, whereas in the past it had been somewhat Democratic. So we have our work to cut out, work cut out for us. And that is not just voter registration, but that's also how we present ourselves as a party and what we stand for, how we communicate that, what kind of candidates we put up. And as long as we look like an identity politics cult, we are not going to attract a lot of people, even though the other side are corrupt and crooked. This is a very, very bad very bad choice in a lot of people's minds. So bear that in mind when you talk about fair maps. Going to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cried.